If you were going to sum up now these years of research behind these two volumes about why, what has been motivating most strongly at least the United States government to actually have a policy that we say, to be polite, a policy of denial in the interest of national security, but it boils down to a policy of lying, suppression, and in some cases possibly termination for anybody who ever leaks when they've had first-hand knowledge about what our own government in documents calls extraterrestrial biological entities.
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons that come right off the bat. I mean, one is that this is a situation that is out of control from a national security perspective, just flat out. You have continued violations of sensitive airspace by these objects that cannot be stopped. No way, no how. This has been going on for decade after decade, and we know this. There's no argument about it. We know for sure that our jets and other nations' jets, too, occasionally have been seen attempting to intercept these objects. Certainly U.S. military is going after these objects with regularity, and we can't seem to stop them. There's also, from many reliable military insiders who've talked about this, there's a total bafflement over what to do regarding these aliens altogether. In other words, you get a number of sources talking about the nature of these other beings that in some cases appear to inspire almost terror in people. There's something very, very different about some of these beings that I think, frankly, would make it very, very difficult for us in our state to deal with them on any kind of basis of equality. And the other thing that really cannot be overlooked is that we have gotten, certain human groups have gotten access to some of this technology that is under very, very, very strict control. Someone has got access to it. This appears, in my own judgment, to be dominated not simply by military but by private groups that are sent basically beyond military that have a very good reason for wanting to hang on to this technology, i.e. to make money from it, to use it to control further their own position. And my own feeling is that they've essentially hijacked U.S. military, elements of the U.S. military through special access programs to dominate access to this technology and continue using it for their own benefit.
Now, this afternoon, we heard investigative reporter Terry Hansen give a brilliant presentation about how the government, through World War I, World War II, kept evolving its refinement of controlling media and controlling public perceptions, first in a war environment, and then comes the disc. And he made some strong points with documents, with letters, that the government had co-opted the major news media long ago, coming out of World War II and then having to deal with this disc technology. And one of his strongest points was that this Gene Pope had worked for the OSS and then the CIA in a family. And who does he end up? What does this guy end up running? Creates the National Enquirer that becomes what? A dumping ground for some real UFO stories, but done in something that could be discounted and discredited. That leads to that, aren't we sitting in 2007 at a time where for 60 years this government has worked with calculated precision to use the media to keep the public at a huge distance from this subject, and they knew how to because they got cooperation through the executives and owners of major media?
That is exactly right, Linda. A lot of people really make the mistake of underestimating the intelligence and capability of those people who have access to these secrets. We like to joke about military intelligence as an oxymoron. It isn't. The people who are in these organizations are extremely capable and brilliant, and they know what they're doing. The case of Gene Pope is an excellent one. He had a background in CIA propaganda back in the early 1950s and then gets an enormous amount of money from sources we still don't even know to found what became the National Enquirer, and as you point out, turned it into a dumping ground for UFO stories, many of which were accurately reported, incidentally, in the Enquirer, but tossed in alongside a lot of sensationalist tabloid-type stuff. So, you know, clearly discrediting the UFO phenomenon. It's also important to point out that this all happened, really got going with the Enquirer in the 1960s at a period of absolute crisis of the UFO topic within the U.S., when there was congressional inquiry, when there was, in fact, a lot of serious inquiry from certain quarters into this topic. that's when you start seeing the UFO topic being dumped into places like the Inquirer, CIA-backed.
We're at April 2007. Do you think in the next 5 or 10 years that anything official is finally going to be broken about the fact that we have at least one or more non-human intelligences interacting with this planet and that they may have been interacting with this planet for millions of years, not just the last 60?
Well, I don't see any voluntary admission coming from any U.S. government at all. I don't see that happening. Now, there are other governments that make partial admissions here and there, and we keep hearing about these. People have been talking about the French government recently revealing some of their UFO documents. This is still not an admission, I mean, that people are really expecting. I think the only thing that will cause it will be a kind of a crisis. One of the things I've noticed over the study of the last few decades is that political crises, major regime changes in various countries have often led to the release of sensitive UFO information. This happened in Spain in the 70s. It happened in China. It happened when the Soviet Union collapsed. It happened here, in a sense, after Watergate with the passage of the Freedom of Information Act, the strengthening of that act. All of those cases saw a lot of UFO-related data coming out. It was very sensitive. We are now in a situation in our country, in our society, where a lot of people are thinking that there is a real crisis that is brewing, a major political crisis. And I do see it as possible that the aftermath of such a crisis could lead to the release of sensitive UFO documents. But I don't see this happening as a result of the U.S. president making some admission. Not unless in some way, you know, his or her hand is going to really, really be forced, and that's something that I just can't foresee at the moment.